USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
How low can it go? The latest jobs report out from the government shows the unemployment rate ticking down yet again to 3.8%. And that report's also better than expected when it comes to how many jobs were added last month, 223,000, as compared to the 188,000 most economists had forecast. President Trump is granting a full pardon to conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza. Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah asked if the pardon is meant to send a message to Trump allies that are being questioned as part of the Russia probe.
No, each of the president's actions on pardons or on other things should be judged on the merits.
D'Souza had been charged with breaking campaign finance laws involving donations he made to a former New York Republican Senate candidate. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Breaking news out of Tennessee, where authorities in Hickman County say they've captured the man convicted of killing a Dixon County sheriff's deputy earlier this week. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigations confirming that Stephen Wiggins has been taken into custody. Investigators say Wiggins and his girlfriend shot and killed Sergeant Daniel Baker on Wednesday while Baker was responding to a call, and then they stole his patrol car. The woman, Erica Castro Miles, was taken into custody shortly after the shooting and is already facing a first-degree murder charge. Today starts the Atlantic hurricane season.
NOAA, as you know, has predicted that this season will be near or above normal.
DHS Chief Kirsten Nielsen talking about the government's hurricane forecast. A revised forecast from Colorado State University experts says it will be a near average season with 14 named storms, six of which could become hurricanes. Some earlier forecasts had predicted a much more active than normal season. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
At least two sponsors pulling their ads now from Samantha Bee's TV show after the comedian called Ivanka Trump a vulgar name on the air the other night. Auto Trader releasing a statement saying it's suspending its sponsorship of Full Frontal because of what it calls Bee's offensive, unacceptable comments. State Farm Insurance also suspending its advertising, saying it's reviewing any future sponsorship of that program. Bee has apologized. She says she crossed a line and deeply regrets it. TBS releasing a statement saying Bee's comments should never have aired. Meanwhile, President Trump is tweeting that things seem to be acting like a double standard when it comes to what some people can say about some people, while others can talk about he and his family and not be severely disciplined. People who don't evacuate ahead of the lava flows from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano are going to find themselves under arrest. Authorities on the Big Island issuing a mandatory evacuation order a few hours ago for a subdivision in the path of what officials call a vigorous lava eruption. People in that area planning to stay at least until noon, when after which they'll have to get out or again face arrest. The Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency says emergency responders have no plans to rescue anyone who stays beyond that noon deadline. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.